Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. Continuing the fun discussion, and again, if you missed it, the Falcons have been fined $250,000 for the prank call. Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, fined $100,000 because it was his son that made the prank call. The Falcons have released this statement, quote, "We appreciate the NFL's swift and thorough review of last week's data exposure." Data exposure, and the event that transpired due to it. We were proactive in addressing the situation internally and cooperated fully with the league throughout the process and accept the discipline levied to coach Jeff Ulbrich and the organization. We are confident in our security policies and practices and will continue to emphasize adherence to them with our staff on and off premises. Additionally, the Ulrich family is working with the organization to participate in community service initiatives in relation to last week's matter.
Woo! Well, we said Monday they were going to get Falcons are going to be fine. Yeah, yep. Make an example of them. I did not think they would go after the defensive coordinator. So that's something else.
No, I mean, it's funny. It's like we were talking in our group chat Sunday night. It's not their fault, but it is their fault.
Correct.
Because he's an employee. He had sensitive information at his home. He clearly, you know, and I mean, like, we all do it. Like, we all have something and put it on our desk or whatever. It's like, it's your home. You think you're good. And his idiot 21-year-old son, and guess what? I can say that because I was an idiot 21-year-old son at one point in time. Just like you were. And so we've all done dumb bleep, you know, in our life. But, you know, he left it sitting out thinking that it'll be all good. And his idiot son saw the number and was like, hey, let's, you know. So, and it was, I'm sure he's sitting around with his buddies and could show off, hey, I have Shedeur Sanders' number. Let's mess with him.
Yeah. I got a problem. It's not, to me, that's not sensitive information. It's not. I mean, like, going to war against China, that's
okay,
sensitive information.
Right, but I mean, like, the phone numbers that are distributed specifically for the draft, I mean,
should be private.
Yeah, like,
should be,
that doesn't need to be out on Twitter.
Exactly.
And you can clearly see him looking at a piece of paper,
yep,
looking up the number.
So. I love his apology. It's like, Shedeur, it was a moment. I'm so sorry. I mean, whatever. But somebody had to pay, and it's over. Good.
What do you think Shedeur said on the other end?
What
if he was like, hey, bro, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. You got me. Who knows? But look, it's Falcons had to pay for it. Now, you know, Arthur Blank, you know, when you got to write a check and you're pissed off and you just don't want to do it. He's writing that check and just mad.
Don't do dumb that hurt the team.
Yeah, basically. Thank you, Mike.
Probably not. To see all that, but good. I'm glad they paid.
Probably not.
I thought it would be a lot more than that, but
nah, I'm good with it. It's fine. Here's what you've done. Arthur Blank can cut that check very easily.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's pissed off about it, but it's just like, you know what? It is what it is. Jeff Ulbrich can cut that check. And it hurts him more than it hurts Arthur Blank, you know, for sure. But he can, you know, they do it. And now it's like the league's done their job.
Yeah.
The league looks good.
Yeah.
The league's like, hey, we addressed it. We came down on him, and now everybody moves on.
What was that phone call like from Papa to his son?
I can't say. Look, I can tell you right now, had that been me, and my dad would have been like, I'm going to effing kill you.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I mean, so here's a funny story. Me and my buddies, my mom is a teacher, and she taught, like, the little kids during the summer. It was kind of like, you know, Parents' Day out and stuff like that. And so me and my friend had gone to work with her one day. We actually got in trouble because we prank called Jenny Craig, and they called back.
Yes. I love it.
But guess how old we were? Oh, yeah. We were like 10. You know,
prank calls are the greatest. Your dad would have killed you. It, with my dad, it'd been like, Dad, are you there? Dad, are you there? Dad. All right. Oh, my God.
I just like getting Dr. Crane every time.
If you know, you know.
Every time.
If you know, you know. But my goodness, I can only imagine the meltdown that Dad had when he, what about when he first found out? Like, I can't believe this. And somebody said, hey, you need to look at this. And he's like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. And then this, the blood pressure went off the chart.
I would have trashed my office. I would have just thrown stuff.
Can you imagine? I mean, now, like John McClane said, now you're a footnote.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, oh, you're the dude. Your kid's the one that called Shador. Again, I
when
think
he gets
it was
named,
funny.
Yeah, Jeff Ulbrich gets named head coach of, you know,
right.
the Bengals next year.
So
when your kid made the prank call, how did that make
right? Did you punch the wall or kick
the
wall?
Did you punch the wall? No again, questions about Burrow or anything
none
else.
Of that. I love it. It's a prank call. It was not the end of the world. They pranked guys this year, last year, years before. It's just funny to me.
I think this is just where I think I am at it life because, you know, I've grown and matured some. I just think, like, it's funny. I laughed. And there are a lot of things that I'm like, that's funny. I laughed.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's like, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yep.
It's just like, right. Okay. Like, was that – did we really need to do that? Because this is what we don't think about when we're younger. We think about it now, but we don't think about it when we're younger. And that is – this is going to be really funny for about 30 seconds, but this is going to become a thing that I'm going to have to deal with for like a week.
Right.
And so it's like I always say, you know, when I have conversations with people about something that's going to be said on the air or whatever, and I always say, is this going to get me a phone call or a meeting? And I don't want either one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Get
so
it right
you
got
to remember that.
Love it.
Hello, Bart.
Now listen, I need you to go to the gas station. Tell them you need to inflate your tires, but actually, you inflate these volleyballs. Then throw them over the wall of the prison to create chaos and confusion.
Was that a new one?
Yeah, that was basically what that phone call was. Shure Sanders and Ulbrich's son.
Basically.
I like it. All right, so we'll tease ahead to the
Peyton Manning. I want to know what Peyton had to say.
Well, it's not Peyton didn't have to say, but Peyton has a part in a retired jersey history, which might be
he
some
does.
Clarity
yeah,
on some of this.
He does. You're right.
Yes.
That is true.
Kept putting words in my mouth. Sorry.
Tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight as the Sounds take on Gwinnett. I wish if you're watching the stream, you know why I'm laughing. Pregame at 5:50, first pitch at 6:05 on the app and GameNashville.com. Sounds baseball on 94.9 The Fan. I can't do it. It's presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure.
Peyton Manning.
Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership. Where the buzz is always about great service. And, of course, you can weigh in on anything we're talking about at 615-737-1025, our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
So Peyton Manning goes to the Broncos in 2012 and wants to wear number 18. Now, they retired number 18 to Frank Trapuca. But the Broncos subsequently retired his number 18 jersey. On March 9, 2012, Trapuca, whose son Kelly Trapuca played basketball at Notre Dame, stated he would allow 18 to be worn again by only one person, and that's Peyton Manning if the Broncos were to sign him. 11 days later, a press conference announcing his signing by the Broncos, John Elway thanked Frank Trapuca for allowing the franchise to borrow the number for Manning. On March 7, 2016, the 18 jersey returned to retirement when Manning announced he was retiring after 18 seasons with the Broncos. So I don't know if – look, Peyton probably said behind the scenes, hey, man, I'll come here, but I want that number 18 number. And like, well, it's retired, and then the wheels got in motion to do that. So this is a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
Am I wrong about this?
Pretty much.
I mean, we're yelping about Cam Ward and Warren Moon, and here is – you know, Manning basically doing the same thing. Like, I'd like to have it, but – and then he gets the number and he – bingo, bingo. Now, Manning's jersey's retired by the Colts, but the Broncos said, we'll give it to you, but we're going to back it – retire it back again when you leave.
Would you care if a member of the Titans wore number 65?
No, but that's retired by Bethea?
Yep.
Okay.
Would you care if they wore number 43?
That Ken Houston?
Jim Norton.
Jim? Oh, Jim Norton. That crazy.
63?
Is that, I don't know who that, that's Munchak?
Yep.
Yes.
74?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, so it, you know.
All right, Chase McCabe, here's a question for you and Dr. Crane and for our audience out there. What player is the only one whose number retired by two NFL teams? This guy is the only player whose number was retired by two teams. Fun fact, he played in the 80s and the 90s. So it's not like some dude who played in the 1918 team.
80s and 90s, number retired by two teams.
The only player in NFL history's number retired by two teams.
Steve Young?
It is not.
Okay.
He only played with one team.
No, he didn't.
Well, the Bucks for a tad bit, but not much.
I'm just.
Yeah, you're right.
I think Brady will, it will be, because I, Tampa will probably retire 12.
Sure.
80s and 90s. You got a guess?
No, nothing comes to my mind. I believe Jerry Rice played for only the Niners, correct?
Oh, it,
no. He played for
it
like,
is Jerry. It's Jerry Rice.
It is not. Jerry Rice played for the Niners, the Seahawks, and the Raiders.
Yep.
This guy is no longer with us.
Quarterback?
No.
Running back?
No. He is from the great state of Tennessee.
Reggie White.
Reggie White. Green Bay and Philadelphia.
Yeah. There you go.
Boom. There are three NFL teams, Chase McCabe, who don't retire numbers. Traditionally do not retire numbers. Three teams. One of those being your favorite team.
Cowboys. Yeah. But they don't, but like nobody wears 8. Nobody wears 12.
But they're not retired.
Right. But that's why the whole 88 thing, you know, people complain about 88, but there's like a, there's a reason for that. Like the guy that wore it Drew Pearson kind of gave it to Irvin, and then Irvin kind of gave it, you know, that's kind of how they do.
It's like that thing at LSU. Everybody wears 7. If you're a key player, you wear 7.
And 11 at Penn State, you know. All right, so the Cowboys are one. Are the Raiders?
Attaboy! Yeah, they don't do it. And there's one more team that just got fined $250,000 today.
Falcons.
Falcons are the one. The Buffalo Bills have only retired one number under the prior ownership. Now, they're going to retire more numbers because of the new owner, but the number only number retired, and you nailed this.
Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly. I thought for sure it would have been OJ. But was it retired? They unretired? I don't know.
I thought it was retired. But it's not. Nobody wears it, right?
Nobody wears it. And the number 00 is no longer allowed as of right now. But who knows?
You might want to, according to the internets, Buffalo has three numbers retired.
It does.
Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, and Bruce Smith.
Yeah, now. But it didn't for under Ralph Wilson did under not Ralph do it. Okay. Now, the new ownership has said, okay. So you would think that Ralph Wilson, who owned the team for so long that Bud Adams hated, according to John McClain, would have gotten more stuff on there. So there it's with that that's going on.
Actually, oh, wow. So I just saw this. In 2019, Bills let another player wear number 32 for the first time in 42 years. It was Sonoris Perry, the running back.
Sounds about right.
Huh, interesting.
And Joe, who has the most numbers retired in NFL history per team?
It will be the Chicago Bears and the New York Giants, 14 each.
Wow.
Retired numbers. Our friend Chip Walters weighs in and says, big difference retiring a jersey and retiring a number. Chip, don't make me think hard this morning.
I know what he's saying, though. So along those lines, what was Byard, they just retired his – didn't they call it a jersey retirement?
Nah, I guess.
So will anyone at middle wear 20? Was it 20?
20, yes.
Yeah. Wear 20 again?
Yep. I don't know. Now I'm at that Julia Roberts meme. My mind's working in different ways right now.
I don't know. Again, I'm just – I think goodness. I'm more – I'm just very mixed on it of like if a team was like the Cowboys and never retire numbers, it's like, okay, I'm good with it. Like, now is it weird? Like if I see a, you know, if all of a sudden this year there's a Cowboys wide receiver wearing number 8, I'm going to be like, well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, right.
You know, but like 88 hadn't bothered me. Even though like I associate that with Michael Irvin.
I mean, these Dez. I'm going down all these numbers are just, this is a fascinating list. With all, you could all day on this. So see what happened now? Thanks to you, Warren Moon. You've opened the gates, man. All that's happening here. Yeah. On and on and on. All these teams that did that. I didn't know Eli Manning's jersey was already retired.
With the Giants?
Yeah. I forgot 10? About that. Yep. Sure did.
Is there, and it's retired at Ole Miss, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it is.
I'm trying to go because I remember
the
looking
speed
at
the limit
wall.
On campus at, in Oxford, Mississippi, is 18 miles an hour for Archie.
That's fast though.
And it is. That's a thing.
It is retired at Ole Miss.
Okay.
So I wonder if they dropped it to 10.
I don't know.
Ole Miss people, are there spots on campus that it's 10 miles an hour because of Eli? But like I noticed, we pulled on campus, me and my buddy, and I was like, "Why is it 18?" And they're like, "Archie." I'm like, oh, okay.
So the Titans got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 numbers retired.
Campbell, Moon, Steve, Eddie, Norton, Munchak, Matthews, and Bethea.
There you go,
Bethea.
Good job. This is I could look all day on this list. This is crazy.
Oh, look, it's a fascinating conversation.
So in hindsight, I don't care what number Camel wears. You want to wear one?
Yeah.
Your mama gave you one, you can wear one. I don't care.
Justin and Greenbrier has finally figured out how we do things. What do you do when the topics of the day get stale? You get creative and let the magic of the moment take over. These are the days I love this program the most, when the train is fully off the rails.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's because I asked for Frank Trepuka's number back in. He said, no, man. I said, I'll take that. By the way, Frank Trepuka died the next year. So,
2438 says, this is totally different. Peyton Manning was a Super Bowl winning Hall of Fame player when he went to the Broncos and got that number, totally different. Cam Ward is a bum who hasn't done anything in any of his collegiate career, never won anything, and then wants to wear Warren Moon's Hall of Fame number. It's completely different.
As I told somebody about this argument,
I don't know if he's a bum.
If Chase McCabe goes to Dollar Tree and you steal gum, are you a thief?
Yes.
Are you a crook?
Yes.
Yeah. You go across,
I committed a crime.
You go across the street to the bank and steal $10,000. Are you a creep? Are you a crook?
I might be a creep too.
That too.
Yeah.
Are you a thief?
I'll be up a creek too.
You're still a crook.
Yes.
I mean, so whether
it doesn't matter. You're right.
Doesn't matter what you're doing to do that. I got no like. Who cares? You want to do it? That's fine. Just don't wear Earl Campbell's number. I'm okay. That's hypocrisy coming out again. Don't wear Earl Campbell's jersey.
Well, I mean, like Dustin says this. Manning had won Super Bowls. Cam has never played an NFL game. If he comes in his cheeks, it belittles the number, in my opinion. That's what that's why people are mad, because it's like he's never played a down. So if he comes in and flames out in 4 years, then it doesn't do anything to Warren Moon and his legacy.
Right.
But they look at it as it's disrespect towards that number.
Did I miss Cam Ward coming out saying, I want number one or else? Did
no,
I miss
he
that?
Said no. He said he called him. He asked him. Warren said he'd think about it. He showed up at the press conference with the jersey.
Okay.
The thing that rubs me the wrong way is when they asked him, "Have you seen any of his highlights?" Because I had to go on YouTube and watch things about him. I'm like, see,
he doesn't even know who he is. That's the other part. It's
and
just
to what Chase is saying. If this ends up becoming a catastrophe, is where Cam Ward doesn't live up to the number one.
Right.
To me, it taints that number one for Warren Moon. Even though he's a Hall of Famer, he's done everything in his capacity, but it now taints the number and taints the Hall of Fame aspect of things.
So what happens now if, like, in a week, Cam comes out and says, hey, look, I appreciate Mr. Moon giving me the number, but out of respect to him and the game and the organization, I'm going to wear number 7. I never meant to, you know, offend anybody or start anything, so I'm just going to create my own legacy. I would be cool with it if he did that. He's not going to do that because they've started printing jerseys with one on it. But if he did that, I would actually gain a little respect for him.
I'd clean his cleats every week.
All right, back to you. All right, you ever see the Beatles perform?
No, I was never alive for that.
Exactly. So where do you go see him perform?
Online.
Go to YouTube.
But
yeah.
I'd so that's do not my research excuse. For that, though.
That's fine. It's not, so where
he didn't do
research?
His research for this, though.
How do you know he didn't go on YouTube and watch clips of Warren Moon?
They asked him in this press conference. They asked him. They said, hey, did you know anything about Warren Moon? I had to look up stuff about him. This is a whole before the whole asking of number one.
Okay. Like you had to look stuff up about him. That's fine.
That's an issue for me.
They look stuff up for him?
No. The fact that you go after the number one and you had to go look stuff up after you asked for it. That's my issue. It's not all in the same timeline. That's what makes me upset about it. I'm a very loyal person. I like to show respect towards other people.
Yeah,
if you don't do something right, that's not respectful. To me, this is, I wouldn't say disrespectful, but it's not organic.
Yeah, you're getting old.
I like it.
You're getting an attitude. I like it.
I'm just
like
saying he should have easily worn number seven, make a career for himself, call it a day.
I'm with you. By the way, okay. Wes and Hermitage just texted us and said, the Titans did not hire Jerry Rice. Please say that. Oh, please say that on the air.
That was a...
There's fake news going around, yes. And people are driving me crazy with that. I read that as, please take that off the air. I'm like,
By the way, Facebook is slowly going to the depths of hell with all that.
I like what Mike Organ's doing now where he's like talking.
Yeah, it's all the funny. Fake stuff. There's a picture out there of Jerry Rice was named assistant, and people fell for it. I'm like, stop. Question everything. Stop that. Jerry Rice is not the assistant general manager of the Tennessee. I saw it and laughed. In fact, people are like, great hire. We'll be good. And somebody wrote, hope he works with the wide receivers. I'm like, come on, people. Yeah, so thank you, Wes. That's just a Facebook thing that's going on right now.
You're welcome. I'm enjoying the texts that are like, move on to talking about the draft. This topic's old.
Not at all.
Then why are people talking about it?
Why are they talking about it, Chase?
So, anywho, good stuff there from Peyton Manning. We will have more coming up next. Nashville, and by the way, Dr. Crane, I like it when you get impassioned like that. That was very good.
Thank you.
Bring the passion, as Terry Crisp says.
Every day.
This week's Nashville's Best Deal is Prince's Hot Chicken, the original and iconic hot chicken joint. For a limited time, grab half off a $25 gift card at thegamenashville.com/deals. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. It is Wednesday. We're having a wonderful time. This text line is popping today. Wes and Hermitage says, I think I'm going to start a fake news podcast. Y'all understand how well that would do.
Oh, it would be. Just go over to the Unathletic, where our good friend Ricky Merritt is the insider for every sport around.
Yes. Yeah. Now, he reported, I saw this earlier. He reported that the NHL playoffs will be played tonight.
Oh, did he?
Can't get that anywhere else.
For those that know, we go on the internet and Twitter and we troll things. Schefter had a report about something happened on Sunday, and I said, hey, my good friend Rick Merritt had that on Wednesday. Please give him credit. And it happened on a Saturday. And someone's like, it didn't happen till Saturday. How did your friend know? I'm like, he just knows. I do this all the time on the internet. So
my favorite is when you do that to like a young reporter that's just trying to do everything right, yeah. And just, you know, doing whatever's been asked of them. And then they're like literally like, oh, I'm so sorry. I would give proper credit.
I said, please, Rick Merritt is breaking all these stories, and then you've got to give him credit. It just confuses him so much. That's my prank call.
Right.
I still prank call.
Right. Exactly. You still do it. Yep. It's on Twitter. And so Ricky says to me recently, he goes, yeah, I know you don't like it when I troll. And I go, no, I love it when you troll. I love it when you mess with people that aren't me.
Right. You do.
Y'all can troll anybody you want. Just leave me out of it.
I need to get your reaction to the Pacers eliminating the Bucks last night in the NBA playoffs. You called it. You said they're going to take that 4-1, and the Pacers beat the Bucks. So good job, Chase. I mean,
you want to know how I feel about it?
Yeah.
This is how I feel about it. Thank you. Good job.
Oh, I love it. I don't know a single person watching the NBA playoffs. And I talked to a lot of people.
I will like flip through if there's nothing. I've been watching the Stanley Cup playoffs because it's more compelling, and I like hockey more than I like basketball, the NBA. So I've been watching that. But you know, we're at that time of year where it's just and like here's the other thing that I don't think a lot of people understand, because it's like, I'm not a banker, so I don't understand the busy time for a banker. I don't even know when that is, but I don't understand that. Like, I'm not a accountant that does taxes, so I don't understand what tax season's like. So I get it. But, like, the draft and, you know, when people are like, why aren't you breaking down the draft? Mm-mm. What else are we going to talk about?
Right.
That, like, I mean, you're not going to learn anything until camp. Adam in Portland, or who said that? Somebody said, oh, Dustin said, talking about the draft is old. Nothing new to report till camp. Exactly. And, I mean, we obviously talk about it, but it's just sometimes you got to have a break and have fun. And so that's why, like, I mean, I'm in that season where – I'll probably back off on watching some sports just because I need a break too.
It's good times there. By the way, last night the Senators defeated the Maple Leafs 4-0. They now lead that series 3-2.
Film at 11. Dylan says, I'm fine with any conversation that doesn't have the name Sanders in it. Had an overdose during the draft.
Oh, nice.
Maybe a better analogy there, but
right. Play a drinking game, maybe.
4657 wants to know, why does the Manning impersonation sound like Elvis?
All right, here, we gotta do this again. Because I think they're one and the same. They're both from that part of the country down there. So it's just very, you start talking and you just slurring your speech a little bit, like you have some tequila, and you just get a little deep tone to it, like, man. I'm going to come back from my senior year at Knoxville. They'd be like I said, oh, my girlfriend, Ginger, stand up, Ginger, sit down, Ginger, that's enough, Ginger. Oh, my daddy, Vernon's here today. I mean, it all comes together at one point. So thank you for that. Just don't get me my trigger word. Chase knows what my trigger word is, so.
What, your trigger word is Memphis?
Yeah. The sound's playing the Memphis Redbirds like, wow, Memphis, man. I go to AutoZone Park and see the Redbirds playing my ow, Memphis. That's it. So,
here we go. Somebody wants to – 7829. ESPN literally has their highest ratings ever in the first round of the playoffs. The NBA playoffs, good for them.
No.
I mean, I'm sure they've – like, there are a lot of people that watch it, and that's fine.
That's fine. But, no, I mean
– I just – last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo gets into a fight with, is it Halliburton's dad? Is that who it was?
The guy.
Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah, he got into a shoving match with some dude's dad because he pissed him off.
As our good friend Greg Pogue says, Britney Spears sold 30 million albums. Doesn't mean she's any good.
I remember.
Right? That. That's a great analogy. That's fine. If you want to watch it, that's fine. But I'm not wasting.
Yeah, and look, when we get to the finals, when it gets to the finals, I'll probably watch it because they'll have the Stanley Cup one night and all that. But it's not my thing. I enjoy going to games, but and maybe if there was a team here, I'd follow it more. But, you know, the Grizzlies, like, sorry, David James, but they're disappointing. I mean, they just, you know, they made the playoffs. They got a player that could be a game-changing huge superstar that can't get out of his own way.
Do you remember when we had the mayor of Memphis on like 12 years ago?
Yeah.
And
was that's when like they went on their run, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that was like grit and grind. Now see, that was fun. I enjoyed watching that. And Mike Conley. I love Mike Conley.
He had a great sense of humor, and I told him that joke, which he didn't like. Do you remember?
No.
I said that Arkansas is gonna take Memphis from Tennessee, and it's gonna raise the IQ of both states. And he did not like this. I mean, that's a long time. It's a joke, right? Yeah.
Okay, so seven.
Yeah,
I remember that. 7829 makes a good point because he has brought up our rule that I don't like.
Uh-oh.
He said, yes, the NBA. I'm just saying that Joe said, the JoJo said, no one watches. That is not true. You don't watch. So he's right. He's right for bringing that up.
The friends that I talk to, that's my group of circles.
Sure.
They're not.
But it is factually inaccurate to say no one, because you're implying no one in the universe watches that, and that's not true.
When you take it to the literally from the figuratively.
Well, yes. I'm taking it literally. 6638 says, are they playing basketball right now?
Literally in his circle? His inner circle?
Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, we have a lot of, you know, similar circles that like similar things. So our people are probably not watching the NBA playoffs.
And I told you the soccer thing. I was a guy, I was like, nobody, soccer. If you enjoy soccer, I'm all for it, man. Go enjoy it.
You have your 30-second Nashville SC update. You gave it earlier that Mike Jacobs is now the president of soccer operations, I guess is what they're calling it. Football would also be accurate. He won't, I guess, won't be the – is the GM or something like that.
Yeah, still the active GM.
How are they doing and when is their next game?
They're doing really well. They just tied a career high.
Hani Mukhtar had like 8 goals the other night, right?
2 goals. Sam Surge had 4.
The 19th. Super Sam.
Yeah, 19th player in MLS history to do so. Second one in 2025. Nashville scored 7 goals, 7-2 final. It ties the highest amount of
gave
goals.
Gave up a safety.
Yeah, yeah. Gave up a safety. Highest amount of goals scored in one match. And they're on to their next game against Atlanta this weekend away.
Oh, down in the ATL?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Very nice. Well, good. I'm glad the season's going better.
Yeah. For them. Big response from this past weekend. So moving forward.
Talking Calcio.
You got that right.
Where can I hear that?
You can hear it on the Game Nashville Sports Network podcast.
There we go. And I can just subscribe to it?
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah. You can do anything.
When's a new one drop there, buddy?
Already dropped.
I love it.
Monday morning it dropped.
Speaking of things you can listen to, I'm very excited. A lot of racing fans have asked me if I was going to do this again. Tonight at 6 o'clock here on 102.5 The Game, I will bring back Chasing Checkers. So we'll talk some racing at 6 o'clock here on these airwaves. I'm very excited to do that. Lot to react to with Talladega, including my man Chipper Jones getting pissed off at Joey Logano. So we'll have to talk about that some. So we will do that. Coming up next, what day is it and celebrity birthdays? But first, Dr. Crane, I'm going to do a giveaway. Caller number 3 at 615-737-1025. You can win tickets to see Pierce the Veil at Municipal Auditorium on Wednesday, June 4th. Caller 3, 615-737-1025. You will win those tickets. Celebrity birthdays, what day is it? Next, 1025, 1063 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 1063 The Game. On this Wednesday, we'll be at the Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow. The Midday Show is out and about today, so be listening to them. They're in Portland at a job fair event, so they'll tell you more about that.
Nice. Portland, Tennessee, obviously.
Yes, Portland. Yeah, no, Maine.
Oregon.
Or Oregon. Mike Oregon. Coming up right now, though, it is time for What Day Is It? And Celebrity Birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. The only company you need for commercial construction services. Visit them at jarrettcompaniesinc.com.
All right, gentlemen. First on this, we have Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Always do something like that.
You met a dog yesterday, didn't you?
Archie. Awesome dog from Nashville Humane.
Very excited to see you.
Oh, yes.
All right.
He brought his pencil, too.
He did.
Very studious of him. All right, no, next on the list
The dog was very, very excited to see everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
okay.
What a great pet.
We've lost a co-host.
Bugs Bunny Day is today.
Okay.
Another pet, stuffed animal type thing.
Nice.
Day of Child Day is today. I don't know what that means, but Day of Child.
Like it?
I literally just fell out of the chair.
Denim Day is today. Get your Canadian tuxedos.
All right.
Hairstyle Appreciation Day.
Yes.
Joe's got the same haircut. Pretty good. Let's see. International Guide Dog. Joe, don't give me that look.
For what?
Nothing.
They're making fun of me. I'm good with it.
I'm not making fun of you.
You tried to.
Never mind. International Jazz Day is today. Let's see. International Noise Awareness Day. That's every day for me. National Animal Advocacy Day. Let's see. National Bubble Tea Day. You guys ever had bubble tea?
No, but Chase one night had bubble guts.
Is that the same?
Yeah. No, it's not. The Bee Gees. The Bee Gees are playing.
Continuing. National Honesty Day. National Military Brats Day. National Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Yes.
Delicious. National Mr. Potato Head Day. Love me a good little Mr. Potato Head. Let's see. National Raisin Day is today. Stop Food Waste Day. And last one we have is Spank Out Day. National Spank Out. I don't know how to describe that one. It's just...
Wait.
It's National Spank Out Day.
It's a family show.
Can you say it again one more time?
National Spank Out Day. It has a gentleman.
No, we don't need. We're good.
We don't need to know.
Oh my God.
Oh. Why is Sean Fort calling me right now?
You're the best, man.
Sean, I'm just reading them, man.
They're just reading. We're reacting. That's all we're doing. It's like the spelling bee, you know? I need a word in a sentence.
Yeah, well, you just, yep, there you go. Thank you, Dr. Crane. That was good.
You're all welcome.
Right. Time for celebrity birthdays. Get these within two.
Spank out.
This guy, this young man was born on the 29th, but he celebrates on the 30th. And I looked it up, and this is, I don't know why, but how old is Willie Nelson?
Okay, Willie is 86.
89.
92 today. Oh, wow. From the Big Bang Theory. I guess he was on there. Johnny Galecki.
Yeah. Okay. He was also in Christmas Vacation.
He was. That's
he
right.
He was Rusty. He's 45.
50.
He was, wasn't he? He was Rusty. He's 50 exactly.
Because Rusty Green, and what's the girl's name?
Audrey.
They're played by different people in every movie.
That's right. Kirsten Dunst.
I had such a big crush on her. 41.
44.
43. Dr. Crane's up 3-0. Dr. Crane pepping the outsides. I love it. Like a lot. Going down here and see some more. Rapper Travis Scott.
Tag team partner of John Cena. 31.
33.
34. 4-0, Dr. Terrible Crane. Today.
I get accused of cheating and just go in the toilet.
One of the Osmond brothers, Merrill Osmond. How old's Merrill Osmond today?
Donnie's brother?
Yes.
Is that right?
It is.
73.
77.
72. Chaser knows his Osmonds.
I know my Osmonds. I'm a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
The bass player, one of my favorite bands of all time, Robert Reynolds of the Mavericks, who lives here in Nashville. Used to be married to Trisha Yearwood. Robert Reynolds.
72.
75.
63. Rapper Turbo B of Snap.
47.
52.
58. Country singer Carolyn Don Johnson.
60.
65.
54. Singer Akon.
37.
43.
God, you guys have flamed out. 52 right there. All right, time for some sports birthdays. Former Tennessee baseball player, Houston Astros player, Phil Garner. I think he was manager for a while, too.
52.
60.
76. Isaiah Thomas, Michael Jordan's best friend.
He was just at the game the other day. See, I do watch it a little bit. 64.
65.
64, exactly. Now 4-3, Dr. Crane. Chase, you got to get this one. Michael Waltrip.
Mikey. I'm going to say 62.
65.
62 dead on. Chase McCabe now leads 4-0. He's on a 5-0 run. Dave Meggett played for the Giants. Punt returner. Great player.
58.
62.
59. McCabe is up 6-4. Final one. Elliot Sadler.
Race car driver?
Race car driver, buddy.
In
honor of your checking chasers tonight. Or
chasing checkers. Chasing 52. Checkers.
57.
50. Chase wins 7-4. Might be the greatest 7-0 run.
What a comeback.
Well done, Chase. Incredible. I thought you
were done. That is going to do it for us. DVD coming up next.
Hey, as we always leave the show to our guys out there, know that we love you. If you are struggling, there are places that you can go and talk. You can on your cell phone, you can call or text 988. Somebody's always there to talk to you. We're always here to talk to you. No matter what you are going through, please talk to someone. We'd love to hear from you. We love you. We love talking to you. Know that your journey is a beautiful journey because it's your journey. If something happened to you, You'd be tremendously missed. That's why every show, every day, we want you to know that you are tremendously loved and you're doing so well, man. We got this together. We love you. More importantly, more than anything else, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD coming up next. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.